None but the hungry heart. 4:18. Abiding liberation. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Our Father took the old fleshly life into death at the cross. He gave us new spiritual life in Christ at the resurrection. As we keep our eyes upon the cross for the old and upon the Lord Jesus for the new, all that will remain for others to see will be not I but Christ. In Romans 7, the personal pronouns I, me, and my are used 47 times in 18 verses. This is the way in which believers live who do not know or who do not recognize the fact of their union with the Lord Jesus Christ. To be occupied with self is to be defeated and to have failure and live in sin. But to be occupied with the Lord Jesus will mean victory. He must be the center. He must be everything to me. In him is liberation. Apart from abiding in him is defeat and failure. Are you trying to please God, or trusting the one to whom you are united, the one who did always the things that are pleasing to him? In our position or union in him, we are made manifest to God. We are holy and complete in him. In our possession of him, he is manifested to men. He lives out his life through us. As we are accepted in him, so may he be manifested in us. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 2 Corinthians 4:7.